Ladies and gentlemen, my mother thanks you. My father thanks you. My sister thanks you. And I thank you.
Thank you, sir. May I have another?
Thank you. Thank you. I'll be here all week.
Thank you, Mr. Stark.
You're welcome, Miss Ponsel.
You heard what Linus was saying out there. Those early pilgrims were thankful for what had happened to them. And we should be thankful, too. We should just be thankful for being together. I think that's what they mean by Thanksgiving, Charlie Brown.
Hi, this is Andy Kaufman, President of the Institute for Leadership Excellence and Development Incorporated. I want to welcome you to this Thanksgiving edition of the People and Projects podcast. You know, Thanksgiving is indeed one of my favorite holidays. Though celebrated this week in the States, many other countries have a similar holiday with essentially the same purpose. Give us a chance to reflect on what we're thankful for. The People and Projects podcast is all about helping you to deliver projects and lead teams. So it's worth asking, how important is being thankful to helping you lead and deliver? Well, it's critical. In fact, let's just test that out for a second. Think back through bosses you've worked for in the past. Consider teachers you've had over the years, or perhaps even your parents. Out of that list, who jumps out as someone who is stingy, so to speak, with their gratitudes towards you? Whether in word or action, they just didn't dish out appreciation very often. Can you think of somebody? You know, many people can. What consequences come to mind that resulted from that lack of gratitude? Some 2 years ago or so, I was talking with the CEO about how I like to send thank you cards to people. He actively tried to convince me that these expressions of gratitude, especially in writing, were a waste of time, much like, and I quote, holding hands and singing. This is what he told me. People don't need a boss telling them thank you. Rather, results speak for themselves. I can only imagine what that guy's like to work for. You know, go back to your list. Get that ogre out of your mind and replace them with someone who did a great job of making you feel appreciated. Once again, whether it was in word or deed or both, they just seemed to ooze with gratitude. What difference did they make? In my experience, those leaders are able to accomplish so much more. Their teams are more engaged. They can be more innovative because they're working less out of fear and more out of self-motivation. Expressing gratitude and recognizing others for the work they do, it's a clear mandate for anyone who desires to deliver projects and lead teams. Maybe it's the economy. Maybe it's the growing discontent among many that our political leaders are out of touch. You know, there's no shortage of things to be upset about. So here's what I found. Being thankful, it's a choice. It's something that we need to proactively pursue to avoid being sucked into the whirlpool of negativity and entitlement that just surrounds us. You know, in recent years, my company sponsored a gratitude project called the World of Thanks Initiative. Each year, people from around the world write in to answer a very simple question. What are you thankful for? Though the answers vary widely, I always get great feedback from people about how they find it refreshing to take a moment to participate in the project, as well as to read the results. And as many of you know, this year, we opened it up for people to call in with their message so we can include their thoughts as part of this podcast. And so for all that called in or just replied to the invitations with messages on LinkedIn, Facebook, or email, thank you for participating. And now, it's my pleasure to share with you the voices of your fellow podcast listeners as they answer the question, what are you thankful for?
Hi, this is Nancy. I'm from Barrington, Illinois, and I am very thankful this year for my son's being able to have a kidney transplant coming up in January, and I'm thankful for his donor, who happens to be my best friend from childhood. So wanted everyone to know that. Thank you, and wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
My mom died about 2 weeks ago. I'm thankful that she and my dad adopted my brother and me. I'm thankful that she led a life that has led friends to share such wonderful memories with me. I'm thankful that my kids got to know her much better than I ever knew my grandparents. I'm really thankful that she made decisions about the medical care she wanted before she got sick, and that I was able to follow her instructions and let her go.
This is Don Bucell. I just want to share the experiences that I have in this world. And while this has been a very challenging economy for all of us, too often we forget all the wonderful things that we are blessed with. And always to begin with is health and family, children and grandchildren, and all those around us that care about us, and that it's important that we care about them. So in this time of Thanksgiving, we all have much to give thanks for in terms of the wonderful country in which we live, the opportunities that we are given, and all those special people around us. Thank you, God bless, and everyone have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
Hi, this is Frank Stump with FJS Consulting in Fayetteville, Arkansas. I am thankful for good kids that are out of the house and prospering, a great wife, and the freedom to do and pursue the things that I want to pursue. Thank you. Bye.
I am very thankful for my healthy children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, and my extended family. I am indeed thankful for a loving God and our freedom to worship. Elizabeth Hulke, have a pleasant Thanksgiving.
Andy, this is Jill Burcham from Virginia, and I'm answering your question about what I'm thankful for. I am so thankful for my 6 children, 2 grandchildren, and I still have both my parents. I'm very thankful for the protection that God gave my son during his tours in Iraq. I'm thankful for true purpose. I'm thankful for the tough times to appreciate the good. I'm thankful that God told me not to accept what I see with my eyes, but to have faith in what he put inside of me. And I'm thankful for the success of both my current businesses. May you have a thankful and wonderful Thanksgiving. God bless.
My name is Donald, and I live at Morton, Illinois. I am so thankful that God gave me the health which enabled me to celebrate my 90th birthday on June 18th, especially after serving in World War II on the battlefields of France and Germany. Thank you. Bye.
Hi, this is Mary Adam from Tucson, Arizona. I'm calling in to say some things I'm thankful for. I am so thankful for my family. To have their love and care and support means a huge amount. In addition, I am really thankful to live in a country where we can have a peaceful transition of power. That's been really impressed on me lately. Thanks for giving this opportunity to just remind myself about things I should be thankful for. Bye.
Hi, Andy. Thankful for God's plan of salvation, that I was able to take advantage of it. I'm thankful for having 4 lovely children and their mates and my grandchildren, and thankful that I have a nice place to live at and be able to afford to live in it and have enough financials that I can eat decent and have a decent means of transportation and decent means to be able to clothe myself properly, and I have a good church to go to and loving friends. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Bye.
Hi, my name is Tricia. I'm from Maui, Hawaii, and I'm already celebrating my Thanksgiving this year for nature and nature's nurture. I am so grateful for the air I breathe, the fresh air, for the water, the clean water and the ocean water, for the plants and all the wholesome food that I have to eat, and for the people who are showing up for the trainings at the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration training, who are also so thankful and grateful for the natural resources we have and are there to be of value and to help make sure that we stay living in balance with nature. So I am just so thankful, and I'm thankful for all the people who also are nurturing, for turkey especially, with a nurturing tryptophan that becomes serotonin. It gives us this sense of gratitude. It just takes me on into the new year. I'm thankful for the Chinese New Year and the way they celebrate New Year for 2 weeks at a time and make sure that they're grateful for all aspects of their life during that time. I'm just living in gratitude. Aloha.
Hi, I'm Anita from St. Louis. I'm thankful for my family being together first time after 12 years in the same city. Thank you.
Hi, Andy. My name is Jamie, and this year I am thankful for a class I took called Fearless Living. One of the items in the class is giving gratitude every day and how that can change your life and what a difference that it makes. So gratitude and acknowledgments and the positive energy around it. That's what I'm thankful for. I'm from Durango, Colorado. Thank you. Have a great day.
Hi, my name is George Pollock, and I live in Toronto. And given that both my parents died at a very young age of cancer, every day that I wake up to find myself healthy and among the living is a great day. Take care. Bye.
Hi, Andy. My name is Sahar Andrade from Sahar Consulting. I'm calling from Shadow Hills, California, in Los Angeles. What I'm thankful for this year, I'm thankful that I wake up every single morning next to my loved one, that I have people that love me and support me around me, that I'm capable of loving and capable of receiving that love back. I'm very blessed that I can love and I'm loved back. I'm thankful that myself and everybody around me that I care about are healthy. This is more than what can anybody be thankful for. Thank you, Andy. Bye.
Hi, this is Vicki from Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. I'm thankful to have the opportunity to get up every day and know that I have choices in how I spend my day. I'm thankful for the bounty of friends and family who walk my path with me. I'm thankful for being able to help others make a difference by being better leaders. And most of all, I am thankful to be alive.
I want to end this episode with my own answer to the question, what am I thankful for this year? You know, I am thankful for my wife, Sarah, who's been my life partner for over 21 years now. I can't imagine raising our kids or doing life without her. She's a gift from God to me, encouraging, supportive, hilariously funny, and even more beautiful than when I first met her 26 years ago. I'm thankful for the incredible privilege it is to be dad of Barrett, Zachary, and Krista. Each of them is a unique gift to our family, and it's a true joy to watch them learn and grow each year. I likewise couldn't imagine life without them. I'm thankful for my customers who allow me to make a living doing what I do best, meeting thousands of people face-to-face around the world each year, helping them improve their ability to deliver and lead. I'm thankful for parents who are now friends and friends who add so much joy to life. I'm thankful for bosses and mentors and authors and colleagues that have poured into me over the years and that I continue to learn from. And above all, I'm thankful for a God who loves me in spite of myself. To all my listeners, whether you're in the United States or not, I wish you a very thankful week. Thank you for joining me on this special Thanksgiving episode of the People and Projects podcast. Have yourself a great week.